Hello, and welcome to this recording brought to you by the British Council.
Cities, cities, cities. For the first time ever, more people now live in cities than in the countryside.
Hello, and welcome to Visions of the Future. This week, we're discussing the growth of cities in the 21st century. In the studio, we have the environmentalist Sue Shaw and Masako Ito, an urban planner based in Tokyo. For the first time in human history, more people now live in cities than in the countryside. Today, Tokyo is the world's largest conurbation. The combined cities of the Tokyo Bay Area now have a population of 28 million. Masako, how has Tokyo solved the problem of transport?
Well, many Tokyo residents would say that the city's transport problems have not been solved. Tokyo is different from most cities in developing countries because it has many, many suburban railway lines. Mm-hmm. These lines bring commuters to the Yamamote Line, the circular line around the city centre, and to the city's 12 subway lines.
Rail travel seems to be the answer.
Yes, it is really. In addition, there are expensive tolls on the city's urban expressways. Train travel is 1.5 times faster than travel by car, and city centre parking is very expensive.
Right. So Tokyoites don't use cars that much?
Well, you know, before you can buy a car in Tokyo, you must prove that you have a place to park it. Mm. Parking spaces can cost as much as apartments to rent. New roads are built in Tokyo, but priority is given to new train lines.
So the train is king in Tokyo, mm-hmm. Sue. Mm-hmm. Anything to add?
Tokyo is a good model for our future megacities to aspire to, but, and this is a big but, Japan is a wealthy country, and most of the rail system was present before Tokyo developed, or was built as the city grew. Mm-hmm. Most of our new megacities will be in Asia and Africa, where the resources to develop a transport infrastructure similar to Tokyo's just aren't present.
What can these cities do?
They must do all they can to stop the car from becoming the main means of transport. Cars bring pollution, and the construction of new roads can destroy the fabric of a city as they divide communities and lead to the building of new types of housing, usually high apartment blocks.
So?
Integrated transport systems that take into consideration local factors are the answer. Take Kolkata, for example. There, hand-pulled rickshaws are being included in the plans for the transport system alongside buses and trams. Bangkok and Manila have built overhead rail systems. These are cheaper and quicker to build than expensive underground subway lines.
So, for the future megacities, the message is forget about cars.
Most definitely.
I'd agree with that too.
We hope you've enjoyed this recording. To find out more about the British Council and the services we offer, contact your local British Council office or go to www.britishcouncil.org. Bye for now.